The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Did you see Britain's Got Talent this year? If you did, you will remember two Irish lads who made it to the semi-final. Lords of Strut, you're very welcome into studio.
Thanks for having us in that singular applause. That's kind of what we're used to, one person in the audience clapping.
With their clapping outside the window as well. Unfortunately, you just can't hear them.
Yeah, pity your dogs aren't still here, Catherine. We could have all had a roll around on the floor.
Yeah. It is Friday.
Yeah. I was smelling my hands earlier on because there's, you know, I had to send them home and it's I just have the whiff of them on my hands.
Yeah, and I gave you a life tip. Never smell your hands in public. Either you're going to smell them and be surprised that they don't smell, or else they reek of something.
Yeah, don't smell other people's hands.
Yeah, Cormac and Cian, a.k.a. Famous Seamus and Sean Tastic.
Woo!
Yeah, what the crack?
Get excited, everyone. Get excited. We're here live.
Congratulations, you made it to the semi-final, as I said. Have you come down from the high and all the adulation, considering you've gone from the audience to me, you just won applause.
We're peaking now.
Yeah.
We're peaking now. It's going to come down from here. No, it's all good. It's all good. Great experience doing it. Really buzzy. People keep recognising us in the street. And,
you're thinking you might need to shave off that neon fluoro.
I'm going to have to shave off the mullet. People are recognising me from the mullet.
I'm fine. When I walk around on my own, I'm fine. When I walk
around, you walk around with him.
Yeah,
because
like
you don't make eye contact with anyone.
Yeah,
yeah. Eyes to the floor. At your feet all the time. I was walking past a pub in Cabra the other day, and a fellow was out Sunday evening, and I'd say the lads had had a few drinks. He was like, "You were on something, weren't you? You were on something. What was it?" I was like, "This isn't how this works. I don't tell you what I was on." It was that Britain's Got Talent. He was deadly, and his buddy came out of the pub then. And he's like, "I haven't seen the show now, but he's saying you're great. I know the owner. I can get you a gig inside."
Okay.
So yeah, it's all up from here.
Cabra.
Like just when you talk about the Irish, you know, I mean, like we get it. We get the humour. Were you surprised at how the English audience related to you as well? David Walliams, well, I mean, clearly he's going to love you anyway because he's bonkers.
Yeah. No, that was brilliant. It was very good having someone like that on the panel who's done weirder comedy than we would love to have done some of the comedy that's as weird as he does it. But no, that was the big risk going
on. We also had to keep it family friendly.
Yeah, we had to keep it family friendly, and we're used to going out in front of public all over the world, not just in Ireland, but in the UK and Australia and Europe and everything.
You wouldn't be as clean as you'd have to keep it on the show?
Sometimes we would, because we do both. We do family friendly shows, like in a couple of weekends in City Spectacular, we're going to be on the street doing our award winning street show that a lot of people will have seen, that Ray has seen before.
And then we're also doing Riot, which has some outfits that are made entirely out of cling film.
That's more adult.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a little after Watershed.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. But,
it's really not a problem for us either. We can go into an adult audience like Body and Soul and it'll be like totally off the wall. But we can do family stuff. But that wasn't really our concern. It was more, we didn't know how the Britain's Got Talent audience was going to feel us, because we're more in comedy festivals and fringe festivals where the audience themselves are a bit obscure.
Yeah, so taking it onto mainstream reality TV when you've got cute little kid singers and then you've got acrobatics and magicians, you obviously both had to sit down across from each other and go, this is, you know, you have to play it a certain way, right?
Yeah, it was a tricky one. We spent, I'd say, a good month, 6 weeks.
Let's not do it. Okay, maybe we should do it. No, I don't think we should do it. We've signed the contract. We can just not turn up. But we did decide to do it, and it has been good because we knew it was good when we first walked out onto the stage doing that first audition.
Simon Cowell went, "Is this for real?"
And we went, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't show everything in the clip, but the audience really dug us.
We got a clip there of Simon Cowell? We actually do. Let's take a listen.
Oh, brilliant. Really.
Yes! Yes!
Simon, do you love it? Love it, love it.
Well, I wouldn't say I love it, love it, love it. Like it. Hello, I think I get it. Amanda said to me, "Yeah, this is like Wayne's World or something, you know." So it's stupidly good.
He said good.
It's no other, like no one else would take that as a compliment. Stupidly good, and you're just like, woo.
Yeah. No, it was a good one. And we didn't go on that show to impress Simon Cowell. For absolute sure we didn't. David Williams is someone who would look up to. But Simon Cowell, I had no interest in impressing him. But
We won him over. We won him over.
As it went on, it was like he was like a father who you'd never met. Even though he didn't deserve it, you still wanted to impress him.
That's the thing with him. Like when you just see him sitting miserable down the end of the desk, you can see the acts, they want to, you know, get the kudos from everybody else. But really, it's just him. Like really, you're just like,
it's this strange thing where if somebody's an asshole, somehow you're drawn to impressing them or wanting them to like you.
That was me for a long time. I'm glad that part of my life is over now.
No, I'm sure you were never an asshole.
No, attracted to.
All right, okay.
This is after Watershed. This is Watershed. have you been out and about in Dublin, Cork? Have you been doing the nightclub scene and getting attention?
We were actually, our first gigs were in small towns in the UK last weekend, and it was baking hot, and it was
baking.
It was really impressive to see how many people came out to see our shows in these tiny little towns, you know.
Like Dublin. Double figures.
Double figures.
We signed two autographs that day.
And we're in Dublin at the moment rehearsing for Riot, which opens 2 weeks from now.
And we're in Body and Soul tomorrow, Bulmer's Lounge at 9:30. That'll be a mad one.
Well, the one thing you've learned from Britain's Got Talent is obviously plugging and promotion. Do it at every opportunity. Well,
I do want to give a shout out to my daughter Samhain. Hi Samhain. She is both embarrassed and impressed by what I do, and all her friends in school are like, your dad's great, and she's like, oh god.
What age is she?
She's 13, so she's in first year. Yeah, she's on summer holidays at the moment, just completely bored.
Bonkers for your 13 year old daughter to see her dad, you know, at the like a double act like that. And just for people who maybe don't know, right, you know, some people looking at the show would think that you're like this overnight success. You guys have been doing this act for since 2009.
2009 is when we first did a Lords of Strut show, yeah, and we worked together for about a year before that.
Okay.
So we're hardened.
Some people call it a grind. We have been on the grinder. That came out wrong.
So in terms of like creative collaboration, you obviously have the same personalities, or do you agree or disagree? How do you write the stuff? And
he does a lot of the writing.
We disagree on everything.
Right. No,
we do actually, you know, we have different skill sets and we're not the exact same person. We're not like, we didn't grow up together, thick as thieves in the same town doing the same things. We had very different lives, and we met in our mid-20s, and because we are different than each other, it gives a juxtaposition with how we look at the world, and that's good for comedy and making shows, and it's good on stage as well.
People who ask us where we get our inspiration, like, in it just comes from the universe in.
Get it from within, and the cosmic energy, you just have to open your mind to it.
And then when we go on stage, you know, the dancing, like when he's dancing, he's dancing for me. And when I'm dancing for him. We dance for each other.
I'm so happy for the two of you. As I said, you've got you're playing City Spectacular Friday the 7th of July. And we've got a competition because we are looking for people for the live audience. So anybody that wants to come and have the crack with the lads, it's rte.ie/Ray. What's the best gig that you've ever done, would you say?
We have great fun at gigs in Australia. Melbourne Comedy Festival there a couple of years ago, doing big gigs on the outdoor stage. That was a lot of fun. Riot last year. That was probably the highlight of our year last year.
And that's what we're back with, the family of Riot at the moment. Like, so it's like such a great cast. So that's a lot of fun. And we did that gig in Seychelles for the Prince, that Saudi Prince. That was an unusual one.
We're not meant to talk about that. What? We're not meant to talk about that.
I'm like, now you're doing it. I'm looking at all these influencers getting these gigs, and now you guys as well. I'm sick of it. Please, Lord of Strut, will you say hi to my 11-year-old son, Ryan Scott, who loves your act. He was devastated you didn't win Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, it's all right, Ryan. It's okay. You can...
What's his name? Let's get it.
Ryan Scott.
Hi, yeah. Ryan. Keep on dancing. Keep it fresh. Keep it clean.
Lord of Strut, thank you very much.
That's some